that's all right. Is that all right?
All right, so we just started the interview and what are, with Species, and what the team already has to go. Where are you going?
I'm going to tech another show, which I have been told not to tell you about.
No.
It's The Babysitter. It's by another Warwick graduate company called InDepth. Yeah.
And where's it on?
It's on at Pleasance That.
There we go. You see, normally we end these interviews with a recommendation. Today we're starting with them. So maybe I should just hand this thing around and everyone can kind of introduce themselves. We'll start with the top dog.
Hi there. I'm Jonathan. I'm the associate director.
I'm Joe. I'm acting in it.
I'm Saskia, and I'm playing Susan and Susan and Phil in Specie.
I'm Izzy, and I'm playing Panda in the play.
I'm Ed, and I've got to go, but I'm playing Jonathan and Tracy.
I'm Kieran, and I'm playing bass in Specie.
I'm Tony, and I'm playing the guitarist in Specie.
I'm Shabum, and I play Louis / Lucy in Specie.
All right, I'm Dan, and I'm playing... No, hang on. So this is one of the batshit craziest scripts going, I reckon, this year. Does anyone want to even have a go at explaining what it's about?
Yeah, it's about sort of a near-future world where men and women can switch gender at will. You can do it overnight and you instantly become the other sex and nobody will be able to tell who you were before or after. And what the show really looks at is how the world is different, you know, how people and society reacts to it, but also the main thing is this sort of how a family deals with this, you know, how, you know, sons and daughters swapping, that kind of thing, you know, how they react to it. And it's got a really heartwarming tale, you know about their problems with all this and the things that come out of it. So yeah, that's the show really, with a nice smattering of funk music and some sexy dancing, and I'd say you've got the show in a just about.
And there really is although it's a very contemporary future script, there really is underlying it a family drama that unfolds throughout the script, and it's very tightly done with the years being packed in. It's still though a crazy concept. Who the hell came up with it?
Our writer Joe White came up with the concept, but I think even though it's crazy, it's trying to put a tangible idea in a world that is a bit strange. So it sounds like a crazy idea, but it also deals with issues that are relevant now about transgender culture. What happens to transgender culture if you can actually change your sex for real, literally change from man to woman? So yeah.
And what's the history of the company?
Well, we all met, most of us, Jonathan and Saskia have just hopped on board for this, but we all met at Warwick University when Josh and the company director, was in his final year. The rest of us were in our first and second years. We all met doing a play called Arturo Ui, which we did at the NSDF festival that year. And from there, the company then kind of properly formed, and most of us have been on board ever since. But yeah, it's third year now.
And is this your first Edinburgh?
No, it's my fourth. It's the company's third. Jonathan, you've done five, haven't you?
I've done five. Thanks for that, Jeff.
I think we've all been up and down in various different times, and I think, is it Tony's first? Yeah, Tony's first.
All right, Tony. So, what do you make of your first one?
It's very nice. It's a nice city. there's some great shows. It's a very exciting time in my life. It was very boring up to this point, and now it's peaked, and I don't think I'll get this good again for a long time.
All right, and there's some rather good musical accompaniment in there. So what was the thinking behind that?
Josh kind of came up with the idea originally and pitched to us this kind of idea of funk music, and that engendering this kind of both that transgenderism and that kind of glam rock vibe, but then also that attitude that kind of seeps through in those transitions. And whilst we want to play off that kind of that family drama with this kind of this nod towards, yeah, we know this play is kind of very weird and there's this weird future sci-fi. I think the funk soundtrack kind of embodies that a lot. And then also at the same time, Joe wrote in the Lou Reed track into the script, and so there's also kind of a nod to this counterculture running underneath that as well, and Lou Reed's Transformer, and there's a Nirvana track in there, and it's kind of pointing towards these countercultures, and it's the same as that MPA group and these kind of people who are trying to deal with kind of these subcultures as well.
The MPA group is the support and self-help group that that the play opens with. Izzy, you play a fairly officious little madam. Where does that come from?
Good casting.
Yeah. I don't know, because she is a bit stern with her delivery, but she's really passionate about what she's preaching to them. And I think the way I could play a stern little madam was actually caring about what I was saying. So she really cares about these people changing and wants to stop it. And she believes in this idea of going back to a past that is long gone, this sort of Stone Age hippie conservatism that is something that she wants to regain and put into these people and make them change. So even though she seems a bit crazy and is told off at the end, I had to sort of like her to believe in what she was talking about.
I think one of the most interesting sort of statements in the play is the idea that Izzy's character at the start is teaching the characters to love themselves, and one of the characters sort of breaks out of the group therapy vibe and says, no, I want to care about other people and that's how I'm going to make my impact in the world. I've no idea how to put a question mark on the end of that statement, so I'm just going to hand it over and say, what do you think of that?
I think with Joe's final speech for the character of Robin, I think what he's saying, to be honest, I'm not completely sure, but I think that it's this idea of, in order for the society to kind of heal itself and move forward, it's about I suppose a group
loving more than just us.
Yeah, loving more than just us, which is his quote. I think Josh might be able to handle this question slightly better.
I think it, in some ways it relates back to this idea that either transgender or people in homosexual communities are always categorised as indulgent and sort of self-involved a little bit, because there aren't, you know, the kids to care for, there isn't that kind of idea that it has a progression through that relationship, has a progression through life. It's just something that once you're together and that's it, which is being rolled back with sort of gay marriage and adoption practices and all the rest of it. And so I think what's really nice about the moment in the script is that you have someone identifying as not within a gender binary saying, I still have that human desire to care for something else, and just because my sexual orientation is different doesn't mean that somehow that kind of means I don't feel the pull of family life, of a sort of living through something else and giving my love to something else. And so I think it's just kind of matching up that what feels like an urban subculture that's very sort of grungy and young with that more mature adult need to sort of care for something else as you grow up.
So you're Josh, the director?
Yes, I'm Josh.
I'm the director.
It's like being in an echo chamber. It's kind of freaky. And absolutely no spoilers, but there are some absolutely wonderful visuals in there. Where did they come from?
Well, it's sort of we started off with a script, and but the way Fat Gets has always worked, we've always worked through a very devised based sort of collaborative ensemble process. And the script gave us the tone that really Joe was aiming for, and Josh sort of embellished that for us in rehearsal, and then he just sort of chucked us in a room, played some music and said, right, this is the tone we're aiming for, just have some fun. And it came through that, really, I think.
All right, now we like to finish these interviews by asking if there's a show that you would recommend your audiences see when they've seen your show at least 2, 4, or 5 times. There is a big group of us, so what's the absolute standout one?
Fleabag.
That's
my favourite. It's on at the Underbelly.
Fleabag at the Underbelly. And Squally Showers at Zoo Southside. Really, really enjoyed it. And Gecko's Missing.
All right, guys, thank you so much for talking with Fringe Review.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.